about Jesus. He's been shown to me. He's my friend. He's my Savior. So if you're here and you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, out of this good number we've got tonight, friend, the most important thing in life you can ever do is answer the call in your heart tonight when the Holy Ghost comes by. Why do the preachers cry? Why do the singers shout? Why do the people pray? Amen. It's what's inside, Brother Jimmy. Amen. It's knowing that our Redeemer liveth. Amen. He got to talking about a funeral like no other. Amen. And we can say amen to a lot of those things. Amen. But I'm thankful he's also came out of that grave and walked by me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what makes it real. If you've got your Bible tonight, I'd like to go to the book of Judges. Amen. And we'll try to do what God would bid us to do. And amen, just get out of the way. In the 15th chapter of the book of Judges tonight is where we feel led to go. And tonight, these altars are always open. Amen. Tonight, amen, I hope you didn't come. Amen. All excited about having a preacher here that's just going to astound you. Amen. Because I'm nothing special, but I'm called. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's why I'm here. Amen. But get beyond me and look to the river. Amen. Look to the blood of Jesus Christ. And brother, that's why these people around you are smiling tonight. Amen. And that's why those that might be burdened have a hope. Amen. And the Bible says it's a lively hope. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. So these altars are open and these also, amen, they work. There's effective there. Amen. So good to be in meeting with you tonight. Amen. And whatever God might bid you to do, you do it. If you're waiting on an invitation from the preacher, amen, you just got it, amen. Praise the Lord. So don't worry about hindering me, amen. You just mind God tonight. Brother, amen, let's study the Word of God together in the 15th chapter of the book of Judges, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You can stand with us for reading of the Word. Brother, amen, in verse number 14, brother, the Bible says this, and when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, listen, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and he called that place Ramoth Lehi. And he was sore athirst, and called on the Lord, and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance unto the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst, amen, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised, amen. But God clave an hallow place that was in the jaw, and there came out water thereof, amen. And he was, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived, amen. Wherefore he called the name thereof in Hakoreb, which is in Lehi unto this day, and he judged Israel the days of the Philistines, amen, 20 years, amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. I began to think about this man, amen. I began to think about, amen, what he went through, and you go back and you study, amen, this man's life, and he was a chosen vessel of God, amen, even in his birth, amen. Praise the Lord, just like Jesus, amen. He wasn't born, amen, of a virgin mother, but he had an angel announce, amen, his arrival, amen. Praise the Lord tonight. So, brother, I'm glad, amen, that God can take children and do something with them tonight, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, you study his life out. He was a man chosen of God, an early judge over the people of Israel. Praise the Lord, but he struggled with who he was as a man, though he still knew that there was a God, amen. Brother, he claimed a bride. Had a great desire of a bride, of a woman that wasn't of his kindred, wasn't of his people. Went and talked to his mother, went and talked to his daddy. Said, go and get her for me. Amen, he found great pleasure in her. Brother, amen, in that. Brother, amen, he was given a bride. Brother, amen, but then he left again. Brother, amen, the troubles came. Brother, it went on, and the bride was given to another. He became angered. Men get angry, don't they? Women get angry. Brother, he took those foxes and tied their tails together, brother, and put the torches between them, brother, and set them out in the cornfields, brother, and said that it also burnt the olives, brother, amen. It took the harvest of the Philistines. At this time, the children of Israel were subject unto them, brother. It angered the people, but he wanted vengeance. He thought it'd been done wrong. Amen. You ever thought he didn't listen to some godly counsel beforehand? Praise the Lord. Good people can do wrong. Praise the Lord. But listen, they were just trying to get there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Never had a bad day. Amen. Never had one of those rough church experiences. Praise the Lord. This man had 3,000 of his own people come up against him and said, "We're going to bind you. Praise the Lord. And we're going to take you down to the Philistines. Did thou not know that we are subject unto them?" Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what he said? "As they've done unto me, I've done unto them." Boy, poor logic could get you in trouble. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, he said, "Listen. Hey, man, tell me that you won't fall upon me, and I'll go with you." You know what they said? No. No. There were 3,000 of them.
Yeah, it is.
But, hey, man, the answer was no. Hey, man, you're going to go with us. Hey, man, we will not fall upon you. But praise God, you're going with us. Now, listen. Brother, he went. He submitted himself finally to some counsel of his brethren. Now listen, God's judge said that he went and he traveled. Praise the Lord. And when they delivered him unto the Philistines, now listen, that he was subject unto, they let out a mighty shout. Now I believe old Samson been talking to the Lord, been talking to God on that journey. Praise the Lord. And something happened. Those new ropes, man, they began to just crumble away. It said they'd been as flat that it went through the fire. Brother, it was tender. It lost its strength. And God set his man free. Amen. Listen. Well, praise the Lord. Now, here's where it gets good. Praise the Lord. Brother, he reached down and he found an old jawbone of an ass. Amen. Took a hold of that thing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And introduced himself to 1,000 of the Philistines. I believe the shouts must have turned to groans. Hallelujah. As they began to fall. Amen. God gave them back. God gave them deliverance. Listen, church. We need not make a serious mistake that Samson made. And I want to read it to you one more time. He'd slain 1,000 men. Oh, hallelujah. Had evil for him. Listen, verse 17. Every church that's here, every pastor that's here, every lay member that's here, amen, every person that's got a lost loved one, amen, in your family, pay attention to what the Lord gave us tonight. Brother, it said, and it came to pass when it made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. Praise the Lord. God had just brought a great deliverance to his man, and he took the very blessing and he threw it away, Brother Jimmy. Hallelujah. He laid it down. He thought what was once good, he didn't need anymore. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight, folks, there's some things we need to hold on to in God. Hallelujah. He threw her down. You ever been there? Thankfully, I got to say I have. Boy, God done do some great wonder for you. You stand around in amazement. You were captive to your situation. You were outnumbered, not loved by the devil. He didn't care about you. God loosed you, set you free. God brought a great victory. We look around and say, whew, thank you, Lord. He walked around for a few moments of time. Said he began to thirst. All this work made him thirsty. I'm going to perish. What am I going to do? Listen, here's where God's so good in our lives. Rather than God hollowed out a place in that jawbone of an ass that had been forgotten about, that had been looked over, that had been cast aside and forsaken, and God brought forth the water. Woo! I don't know if he heard a gurgling. I don't know if his toes got wet, but something got a hold of him where he turned around and he seen the waters. He went back to it. Understand this, church. He never got nothing till he went back to what he threw down. Amen. He picked it up and he began to drink. Brother, and it said he was revived. Revivals have been around a long time. Folks, revivals have been around a long time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This man had God with him. Amen. But I gotta have a place in my heart for this mighty man. Because looking beyond his strength, looking beyond the oath of the Nazarite, looking beyond all those things, he was flesh and blood. Praise the Lord. And follow his footsteps, he's revealed to us that he was apt to make mistakes. Pastors, have you ever made a mistake? Don't raise your hand. Oh my goodness. All I can say is get behind me, boys. Amen. I surely have. But I've been able to go back to a jawbone that gave life, giving water. Woo! Amen. It came from something that had died, that the earth would look over, but God hallowed it out for his servant. Thank you, Lord. We can have an old-fashioned revival. We can sing the old songs of Zion. We can sing some new songs. But without the true Spirit of God, we've got nothing. Praise the Lord. But when the true Spirit of God arrives, the old songs shall still flutter and stir our hearts. The new songs, a flame of fire within us that comes from heaven. Amen. And God will get glory in everything that he shows. Amen. Amen. He threw her down. Amen. And when he had drunk, his spirit, listen, came again. Let me tell you something. You can be about your daily life, children. Amen. You can get up, love your family, work hard to provide for your family, go to work and be busy all the hours of the day. Praise the Lord. But unless the Spirit of God moves inside of you, brother, amen, you need to become alive again. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to say you're a house full of sinners. Amen. But I do know this. Brother, amen, heaven, amen, is not through with you yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. He threw down that jawbone. Thought everything was all right till the need came. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Old-time is one thing. Being a Christian's everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought about a lot of things. I wonder why God, amen, shows us the things that He shows. Brother, amen. We need to be careful, church, about the things we throw away. Praise the Lord. And that's not to say we need to be afraid of everything new that comes before us, because God restores Himself gloriously every day before His people. Amen. Now you listen. I'm going to tell on myself, just experiences of life. I was out on the job. That's what I do. Work all over the area. That's my job. Place cable for the phone company, all that. That's not important. What is important is that I'm still a Christian on my job. I'm not a perfect man, but I belong to Jesus. I know God the Father personally. He saved me. Praise the Lord. And I don't mind telling you, I got to be careful. I drive a big truck. And I mean to be respectful. And I mean to be reverent to the house of God. But I love to sit on the grounds of God's house. Amen. And just be there and meditate. Amen. And the Lord worked it out today, where I got to work right in front of a big old place of worship. Where was it? It don't matter. Amen. We were working right outside this place. Praise the Lord. Amen. I told the boys, I said, let's sit right here for a few minutes. Amen. We had our time with the Lord. Amen. It was good. It's time for us, praise the Lord, to get out and go to work. Amen. I told the boys, amen, I said, y'all go ahead. Amen. We'll get set up in a minute. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to go inside for a minute. And I went to seek the restroom. I'm just being honest with you. Hope I don't offend you. That's biology 101. Praise the Lord. Too much sweet tea in the morning. Amen. Brother, amen. I went to the restroom. I thought, all right, it's good. I'll go to God's house. Amen. I walked in the front door of this place. Amen. I felt at liberty. I was going in the Father's house. Praise the Lord. Amen. I heard something going on. I heard something thumping around. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I walked through the door. Amen. I looked up. First thing I saw was the pulpit. I thought, thank you, Lord. Then I began to hear clapping and such as that. I was walking around the corner, saw a little lady about 10 foot in front of the pulpit, on her step board, leading an aerobics class. All the chairs were pulled aside. I stopped, and spiritually my jaw dropped open. Praise the Lord. There's all these women out there doing their step aerobics. And I thought to myself, Lord help. I just had read about throwing down the jawbone of an ass. Praise the Lord. My. I thought to myself, something's not right here, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You ladies want to do aerobics? That's good. Some of us men need them too. Amen. Bible said bodily exercise profiteth little. Doesn't mean we should just give up on it altogether. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there's a time and a place for everything. And I'm going to be honest with you. My heart was grieved. Heart was grieved. Amen. I walked out of that place and I heard the clapping and I heard the youping and the hollering. You know what I'd rather hear? I'd rather hear some good old shouting like we heard tonight. That's what I'd like to hear. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just sharing this to mind the Lord. Now listen, praise the Lord. Amen. I saw Brother Nick tonight. Love this brother. Amen. He just recently went through this, amen, surgery. God bless him. Praise the Lord. I got a blessing tonight. Amen. He could have sat at home and said, the task is too great. Amen. And we'd all said, amen. Brother Nick. Amen. You might not make it enough.
another night. But God bless you for me to be here tonight, brother. Woo! Pick up the jawbone and swing it for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I got a blessing. And I ain't telling on you. I'm just telling what we saw. I seen the brothers that come to the close. And I seen you tug on your face. I did. I seen look at Brother Jeff. He kind of nodded, and Brother Jeff understood. He took that bass from off Brother Nick's shoulders. You took the burden, Pastor. You pray for this pastor. He understands the task. Praise the Lord. Amen. It might just be lifting a tool of labor for God and taking it off the brother's burden. But just a little bit. Praise the Lord. Brother, go back. Don't worry about what great new thing Welcome Grove has got to do. Fellowship has got to do. Your home church has got to do. Let's stay close to Jesus and drink the living water that'll bring revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. I walked across that parking lot back toward my truck, heavy hearted. I'll be honest with you. Heavy hearted. And my thought was, where in the world was the pastor? Just being honest with you. Where in the world were the deacons? Where in the world, amen, were the people, amen, I hope and pray they knew God. But brother, amen, somebody needed to go back and pick up the jawbone that threw down when they entered God's house. Amen. Amen. I'm being honest with you. There ain't no place for that. I'm just telling you how I feel. Y'all ain't got to invite me back tomorrow night. I'm just going to be honest with you. I hope and pray I never come back by this place and see an aerobics class in this place and all the pews pushed to the side. Hey man, that's not what God intended. You know what I pictured, Brother Jimmy? Hey man, well, we got to do something for the people. They're happy. Well, the Bible said there's pleasure in sin for a season. Praise the Lord. There can be. But brother, there was revival when Samson got the water that was hollowed out by God in the jawbone of an ass. I'd rather have God's blessing. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to be led of the Lord, and this is it. All I can give you is what God give me. Preacher, that ain't hurting nobody. I'll be honest with you. I rolled in my spirit over there. It troubled me. Because the two men that work with me, one of them says he's been saved and ain't been in church since Lord knows when. The other one, he'll tell you that he don't go to church. He knows of the Lord. You know somebody that knows of the Lord? Yeah, there's a lot of folks that knows of the Lord. Devil's one of them. Yeah, he is. But just about a year ago, to probably about this same time of year, why is this troubling you, preacher? Because we was at another church. And the same general facility. Hey, man, the right general area of the vicinity there. This time, I told the brothers to go ahead of me and meet me out there. I'd catch up with them in a minute. Had some other stop I had to make quick. I got over there, and you know what their words was? Steve, why'd you get here so quick? I said, what are you talking about? I said, we were sitting here in the parking lot enjoying the women's aerobics class. Another church. God bless you. If you want to do a setup, God bless you. But what I'm trying to say is this. Here's a lost man, and somebody will tell you he's not right with God. Sitting there, boy, we've been enjoying, this is their words, not mine. We've been enjoying them doing their aerobics and their stretching exercises. Now, if that's all the church has got to give somebody, Nail up the doors, ride Ichabod over the threshold, and quit playing with God. Amen. Amen. Just quit playing with God. Twice now, two churches in our general area got nothing better to do. We're missing the mark, folks. We need to go back and take up the jawbone. It ain't hurting nobody, preacher. It ain't hurting nobody. It's a sad thing when lost men can think of going to God's house for sensual pleasures. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible teaches us to be of modest apparel. Amen. I didn't write this out. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thought I was preaching about a judge of Israel tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. But brother, there's some things worth holding on to. You're not going to go to hell for doing some of these things. But brother, you might send somebody else there. Amen. Listen, because we don't have no more love of God in us. Well, preacher, we can't do nothing. They'll get offended and they'll leave. One of the saddest testimonies I ever received was behind another young man in a theater one night. Now listen, we're a smaller crowd. We're smaller than y'all fellowship. We are. We're a smaller crowd. But we got the Lord. Amen. I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. But I tell you one thing we don't have. Amen. I was in this theater line one night. I never will forget it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm trying to help you young people. I'm trying to help you mamas and daddies. I'm trying to help you grandparents. I'm trying to help us, those that hold God's jawbone that He delivered unto us. Let's not throw it away. Amen. I heard these people talking. Amen. Had a big t-shirt on. You seen the one with the hand outstretched with the nail through it. Said, "His pain, your gain." Never will forget it. I looked. I was behind this big old boy, big burly fella. I said, "Brother, I like your t-shirt. I like that." Then he turned around and talked. And praise the Lord. Had some things that disturbed me and people all around there. Praise the Lord. Now listen, God loves everybody. Loves everybody. Hey man, they got to talking about, yeah, our church and this and our church. And the saddest testimony I ever heard a church member give was given to me right then. One of them said, "Yeah, you can come to our church, and when you leave, you don't even feel like you've been in church." And they were smiling when they said that. And I said, "God help me never be in that place." You wonder why we're not seeing folks saved? You wonder why we're not seeing people stay grounded in the house of God? They'll get saved, amen. Praise the Lord. They'll come for a week or two, but then they'll fade away when the next new thing comes along or their next new best friend comes along and pulls them away, amen. Instead of reaching out with arms of love and mercy and a backbone of God, we want to throw down the jawbone and look for something new to give them, amen. There is nothing other than Jesus. Nothing other than Jesus. I'll tell you something. I don't think you're in a church tonight that when you leave, you won't feel like you've been at church. That's why I've been excited about getting here. I'll be honest with you. I hope you have been. This good number of folks, I believe you've come looking the same way that we have. It takes being born again. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. We have. Praise the Lord. But I'm also thankful we've got an advocate, folks. We've got an advocate. I thought today, I was searching my heart. And I thought, "Lord, I wonder if I'm getting close to being old hard shell. I wonder. Am I a hard shell? I don't think I am. But I just love Jesus. I believe that God gave us His written word not to be a mystery, to let us live our life in defeat, but He gave us the whole armor of God that if we'll take it on, we in our homes can rise up victoriously." Amen. Amen. I hope you're not ashamed to invite somebody to your church. Amen. I'm not ashamed of where we worship at. I'm not. Amen. I'm not. Praise the Lord. When you come in, there's going to be some things you see, and there's going to be some things you don't see. Amen. But the things that you do see, praise the Lord, I pray, will outweigh the things you don't see. And when your mind gets on what you do see and the one that brought it, you'll be happy in it. Amen. Amen. What in the world would you rather have than the presence and the peace of God in your life? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I still believe that it's possible for a sinner to come down to this altar this week. Now listen, you might be behind me. You might be in front of me. They might not even know that they're going to come and meet the Lord yet this week. But praise God, God already got it laid out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I still believe, amen, that a sinner can come and sit in the congregation of the righteous and the Holy Spirit with the unction of God, send the word upon his vessel, and the Spirit of bear, amen, heart to heart, and Zion travail, and she can bring forth children, and sinners can come to Jesus without being taken away and discussed in some little private room somewhere. Amen? When I met the Lord as a 10-year-old boy, it was Jesus that saved me. Amen? I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to do other than I was a sinner and I was going to hell. And this man Jesus that I'd heard about, he was calling me. He done got a hold of me, Brother Scott. There was no place to hide. There's no thing I could do to hide from him. But when I took a step of faith and I came down to that altar, as God might be bidding you to come tonight, the Lord found me and the Lord saved me. Amen. I got a new birth. I've not been the same since. I've been guilty of failing God along the way. Amen. I'm not going to try to fail before you. I'm not. God help me. I have no desire to. But friend, if you ever see me stumble, you pray. You pray for me. But you put your faith in the blood of the Lamb. You put your faith in that man that came out of that tomb that Brother Jeff was singing about. I can say, oh, me also. Brother Jeff was singing that song about the secret sins that he had hid behind the door. I'm glad that God's a good housekeeper. Amen. I'm glad that God can clean out every dark crevice of your life and set you free. We can have revival, folks. There might be somebody here tonight that's been saved. Young or old, middle-aged. Friends, we don't have the answers for life. We don't. But the Lord does. You know what we need to do? How in the world? You ever been there? I have. How in the world, God, did I get here? How in the world, Lord? You ever got in that lonely place? I have. How do you think old Samson felt? When 300 of his own brethren, 3,000, excuse me, they came, said, we're going to bind you and we're going to deliver you. How in the world did that make him feel? He's the judge over the people of Israel. Praise the Lord. And his own brethren, brother, amen, brother said, we're going to turn you over. Praise God. But before the Philistines got there, God did. Amen. Brother, we can have a revival tonight. Preacher, I'm tired of looking at that old way. You know what? God gave him a jawbone. An old jawbone of an ass. That's what he had. And with the Lord's blessings is everything he needed, Brother Everett. He grew faint. I'm going to perish. He was athirst. He went back and he picked it up. And he began to drink the water that flowed from God's hallowed place. How sweet is that, children? How sweet is that when God puts you back under the honey spout of glory? You been there?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know when the joy comes? Joy comes about the time we reach over and get a hold of God's jawbone of an ass. Praise the Lord. And we began to drink. Amen. And we've got revival tonight. You can be closer to God when you leave tonight than when you came. You can pray over your family and have the God of heaven. I said, the God of heaven, not one of many, but the true living God of heaven. Amen. Have divine providence over your home. Amen. I believe that. God bless us last night, Brother Randy. I love Brother Randy. He's been blessing. He preached last night at the church on the cities of refuge. I've been eating on that today. Been eating on that when the high priest had to die. Children could go back home. He's right. That's what Jesus did for us. Do we want revival? Do we want revival for us? Don't worry about having revival in your church until you're concerned about having revival in your heart. Amen. And when we get revival in our heart, we can be strengthened again. And the thirst, brother, can fleet away with joy. Amen. Praise God. Brother, the Bible said with increased knowledge comes increased sorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why it hurts. Brother, when we look around and we see things compromised that cast a shadow over the image of our lovely Savior, Jesus Christ. But I'll not be ashamed of a sinner that stands up and say, I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I know my Jesus. You might not cry, and then again you might. You might not testify, but again you might. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God can bless you. You know what He wants us to do? He wants us to be willing to bend down and to take back up the jawbone of the ass. He wants us to be willing to take it and put it to our lips and drink of the living water that came from a hallowed place. Hallelujah. And then let God be concerned about what He's going to do with it. Amen. Amen. Once you get there, you might find out you like it better than where you were before. Amen. Amen. Y'all, come on. Let's get a verse of song. That's what I got on my heart. Come on, Brother Jeff. While we rise to our feet tonight. Friends, you've never been saved. I preach it at our own church and I'll preach it here. You need to be concerned about knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior more than you're concerned about being properly religious in your life. Amen? Religion, I'll say it and I believe it to my dying day. Religion is one of the most dangerous things that this world has, amen, to put between a lost sinner and the blood of Jesus Christ. But when you get saved, brother, amen, it's not a burden, it's a new life in Him. We can take the counsel of God. Brother Jeff, I'll tell you like I'll tell anybody, these other preachers. When we preach, take the Word of God. Let it be a lamp, to your feet, a light to your path. Take it.